So this week we've seen episode 2 of Next Gen NYC, and always interesting to see what the second episode is like after such a great start with episode 1. This is delivering on all levels. I am absolutely obsessed with this cast. It feels like everyone has been perfectly cast. Charlie is a superstar. I'm just saying it right now. This guy is going to be huge. He's going to grow up on Bravo. Like, he's so young. He's got time to really turn into this big character. I think he is just television gold. The Housewives making cameos is everything. It's got beautiful people. You've got legends. Damon Dash is there. Like, Damon Dash is one of their fathers. I think it's Ava's father.
Ava, yeah.
The obsession with hygiene is a bit annoying. I need them to drop that. There's so much more interesting things that are going on. But I just can't get over Charlie. Every time he's on screen, I just feel like he lights it up. And I want to see what's going on. And I believe the interactions he's having with people. Like, I can imagine that those people are getting annoyed with him and that they don't like him. But his reaction is just so cool. It's like that cool as a cucumber thing. Like, I just, how old do I sound right now? Cool as a cucumber, Charlie. But yeah.
I can't stand him. One of my first notes is Charlie is a dick.
Seriously? Wow.
I can't with him. So for me, I love the first part where you've got Teresa and then she breaks the fourth wall. She's like, that guy's from my show. I'm like, oh my God, Teresa. Like, that was funny. Seeing them catch up, Meredith and Teresa. I'm loving the housewife cameos, and they're not too much at the moment. Yep. Candy on the phone. They're keeping that measured. Having Damon Dash and Rachel Roy's child on there is great. And hearing the backstory, and he's like, I'll just keep creating businesses. I would love a family that just kept creating businesses until there was one I took a fancy to. Like, how good. Privilege is amazing watching that. I loved watching Ariana and Riley work it out, from seeing their little videos when they were 8. Then they've had this big breakup because Candy and Kim stopped talking. So that was great to see that. Charlie is giving me the shits. Like, the fact that they were talking about, he was saying, I'm worried that how many housewife children are coming on here. Like, mate, you're a supporting actress at this point. We're watching it because of them. So, yes, he's entertaining. Seeing him with his dad, where the dad's like talking about crypto and trading, and he literally does nothing. He's just living a trust fund baby. But would you watch the show with just him in it? Because he's trying to be main character. He's not main character. So sit down.
Oh, no, see, that's what I love about him, because to me, he does have main character energy, whether there's a show or not. And the fact that he's still bringing that to a show that's got other people who are very well known, very famous, and then almost shitting on them for being from that world, like he's better than them. Like, I don't necessarily love him as a person, but I love him as someone to watch.
Yeah, to throw the cat amongst the pigeon, yeah, to see.
Like, it feels genuine. He's genuinely that arrogant, that privileged, that just in his own world where he is the main character, and I love it.
So for me, it's giving, I'm the number one guy in the group, Jack's energy. So I don't think it's going to be a great trajectory for him. Trajectory for where he's going in life. I feel like he feels like he's main character. He's picking fights with people, but I think that's to stay relevant, because he's in there with all these people who have got a backstory, and really he doesn't have one. So I see it as he's really trying, and it's giving Jax to me. Early, not full early Jax, but like, he's just constantly at Brooks. He's doing things to annoy people. It's interesting to watch. He's not likable at all to me. I don't know. I just think it's funny that you absolutely love him and I can't stand him.
Oh, I just, yeah.
Watching it on my phone, laying in bed last night, getting an episode in before I knew we would chat. I was just watching it with pure joy. I was like, this is what I needed. I just needed something different.
And I think it is a good show.
Because they're all so young and, you know, we're not being impacted by those later in life issues that we hit with housewives. You know, there's no issues with families breaking down or, you know, children haven't entered. Yeah, like they are walking blocks in their shoes that they can't walk in. You know, it's sending me back to my 20s. When I'm watching it, I'm looking to see if any of the streets they're filming in are streets where I've gone out in New York, because I've done that in my 20s. And I'm always looking for that. And I can remember trying to cross the road in my massive heels and dodging the taxis and getting used to the noise. It's what Sex and the City used to give us back when we were younger. And now it's like the fresh new version. But because, you know, the housewives are being injected in every now and then, that's our age group. And so that helps us tie it. And I don't feel so ridiculous watching this show about 20-somethings because the mums are there as well. You know, we've got that link.
Yeah. No, it's a good cast. The girl that didn't wash her hands, Genevieve, I don't know her name.
Georgia. Yeah. Georgia.
Georgia. She didn't do much this week. Interested to see how she goes. But I think that she'll be interested. Like, she's a good character.
Yeah.
She's sort of a bit eccentric. She's what you need. Brooks is hilarious. There was none of his sister Chloe in it this week at all.
But it was good. So they gave more backstory on the other characters this week, which I think they needed. And I liked that.
And there's the new OnlyFans guy who is he a housemate?
Yeah, he lives with Charlie.
Yeah, so they live together. So it was interesting to see him come on board and see how he plays into it all. But, yeah, it's funny because you've got these characters who have grown up on TV and then you've got these trust fund babies and kids that have come from money and they're just mushing them together. And we see
one thing I did laugh about that I made a note of is that they were all sitting down drinking wine and talking about this wine that's really good and they're like, it's Oyster Bay. And I'm like, Oyster Bay? And I Googled it. It's $17 at Dan Murphy's.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, maybe it's $100 in America because of all the tariffs. But I just, when that popped up, I was like, yeah, like they're just, they're kids having a drink. Yeah. And it's just, I like it. I like that it's come to Hey You. I'm excited. I hope there's lots of episodes and I hope that there's a reunion. I want to see Andy Cohen as the big statesman that he is, trying to mediate between these 20-somethings from New York. I think it would be highly entertaining.
Yeah, and Brooks just monotone, but like the next generation of Meredith Marks at a reunion would be great. I think it'll be good.
Love it.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.